I'm completely ignorant and open to every adventure. Certainly one of the things I want to see the most is the museum, who really brought me here, because as it is, I love going to museums. It's something I do in my own often traveling life, and I'm excited to see this one. But I'm also longing to see some of these famous, beautiful old homes and gardens, and I'm going to have a chance to do that.
Well, great. Well, just to start off, how did this opportunity with the Huntsville Museum of Art come about?
Well, Christopher Madcour, who's the head of it, has become a friend. We have mutual friends, and he suggested quite a few months ago that I come and visit, and I was excited because I love to travel. I have never been to this part of America, and he's a wonderful, bright, really terrific man, and I thought, this is a great adventure. I mustn't pass it up.
What will you be talking about as a presenter of the Voices of Our Time series?
Whatever Christopher asks me. We have an easy rapport, and I guess I've had a life that some people will find interesting. Some of it is more interesting to me than it probably will be to others. So he knows me, and he'll guide the questions.
Right. So most do know you for your work in film, especially Love Story. But you worked in photography before your rise to fame as an actress. Is that something that you're still passionate about, that you still practice today?
I'm not a photographer. I worked for my first and second jobs were sort of the first one was in the fashion business with this famous editor, Deanna Vreeland. That was my right out of college job. And I learned a lot about an industry that I thought I might have wanted to be in as a career. And then I was offered a job with a brilliant photographer called Melvin Sokolsky, who's got many, many iconic images that are still very much in demand today. And the 6 years I spent doing everything but pushing the button or reading the light meter were amongst the most fabulous work experiences of my life. So between these two people and my parents, who were artists, I think you could say that I learned to see. So what am I doing with that still today? It's just made my life richer. I travel constantly and to, very exotic places, and I'm the most happy looking at and experiencing new things and things that are very different from perhaps my everyday life. Changed the quality of my life, that's for sure.
So you live in Santa Fe now. What attracted you to live there?
I had a friend who's passed away now who had bought a house there, and she asked me to help decorate her house. And she said, come down and help me, basically. It'll be fun. And I thought it was very beautiful, so incredibly different from where I am from, which is the countryside outside of New York and then many, many, many years in New York City. But I had no intention of living there. And she said, look, you have a child and you don't own a house. You're always renting houses. So you should buy this little house. And I bought it as a runaway, really, as a place to sneak away on weekends. I didn't really know anybody, and it's in the hills. And then I thought, gosh, it's a nightmare having two houses. I don't like it. So I think I'll sell it. And at that very moment, it was one of those annual gigantic forest fires in Malibu, California, and my house burned to the ground. So I thought, wow, the universe is trying to tell me something like get out of California. And after a year of searching for a place that made sense for me, I thought, well, I still have this place in Santa Fe, so why am I not living there? And that's about 18 years ago.
Well, Ali, welcome to Alabama, and thank you for taking the time to speak with me this morning.
Oh, thank you, and have a beautiful day.